We're in Siman Reishayin Tess. We concluded Sif Aleph in Reishayin Tess, so we did that last week. If you have the tour open, the truth is on the source sheet, I think the first page is actually the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef from Or HaChaim. I shouldn't say the same sugya, but very similar halachos, actually pretty much the same, appears both in Or HaChaim as well as in as what we're up to in Yerodaya. So the Yerodaya it deals with from the perspective of the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is possible. And in Or HaChaim, it's dealing with the issue of what happens while you are laning, as it appears in Hilchos, Kriya Satorah over there. So in if we go to page 2 of the source sheet, which I realize is sideways for some reason, I thought I flipped them around. But if you go to page 2 of the source sheet, the tour on the bottom there says, right, we did Aleph last week, but Sif Aleph was the halacha of you shouldn't keep around Sifrei Torah that have mistakes in it. And we had that Ramah where the Ramah said that it's prohibited to fix Svarim based on Svara. And I still don't have a clear understanding as what that should be. I did submit the question someplace. Hopefully we'll get an answer at some point. If we go to page 2, so on page 2, the tour begins by saying that even if you read it, b'di'eved, you're not yotze, right? So if you read from a Sefer Torah that is not corrected, meaning in Sif Aleph, that it was talking about that it had a mistake in it, so you're not yotze, says the tour. Why? Kevan shehu chaser o yaser afilu os achas v'chozel rosh ha-seder, such that if it is missing or has an extra letter, so you would go back to the beginning of the Seder. The beginning of the Seder almost sounds like the beginning of the Sefer. I mean, if you find a mistake in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Kisisa, so we'd have to go back to Shmos. We'd have to go back to the beginning of the usage of this Sefer Torah. That's what it sounds like from the Torah. So if we now get into the Beis Yosef, so we'll this leads to a significant issue. There is no Gemara specifically that discusses the halacha of finding a mistake in the Sefer Torah while laning. Okay, that did I just lose everybody again? No, there you are. Okay, there is no halacha about finding a mistake in the Sefer Torah while laning. There is no such halacha, nor is there a statement that such a Sefer Torah is possible. The Gemara itself, all it says is that a pair of tefillin, or the parshios of tefillin, and the parshios of mezuzah, if that's missing any letters, if there's any incorrection when it comes to a mezuzah and tefillin, so that's going to mean that you're not yotzi the mitzvah of mezuzah or tefillin. You're not going to be yotzi with the mezuzah on your door, you're not going to be yotzi putting the tefillin on. So that's in the context of accomplishing mitzvahs. Now, does that apply to a Sefer Torah as well? So it's a little unclear, right? The Gemara leaves it out. And so why does it leave it out? And B, what is that indicative of? So if you look in the Beis Yosef here, so you'll see on the top of the page, there's a couple pages that are underlined. That's from the Bedek HaBayis with the Beis Yosef added on. Now, that add-on probably was in the middle of the Beis Yosef, as we'll see. It doesn't really fit in as a starting point. It sort of fits in the middle, and one of the notes here points that out, that really this should be, that the Bedek HaBayis should be in this spot. So we'll get up to that, but let's just start with the premise. So according to the tour, and the tour is generally following the rush, as he is in this case, I don't have a cup of water. As he is in this case, that there's a psul. That's a puzzle means puzzle, and you're not going to be yotze. You're laning. So it says the base. Yosef kasav harash b'tshuva al sefer Torah shenimsa botaos da ki kivan shepuzzel hu hakriya shekaru lav klum hi. That because the sefer Torah turns out to be puzzle. I'm on Reish Lamed Daled, which I think in the source sheet would be page 3, or the source booklet would be page 3. So the Beis Yosef is, so I'm starting from where it says Ad Kan, the first of the really skinny lines, which there are three of. And then it gets into middle line. So that's probably the beginning of the Beis Yosef on the subject. It probably was a slip-up with the printer here, as the footnote points out. Whether you're allowed to say that or not is subject to last week's year. But anyways, the it says the Beis Yosef, Kasava Rash B'tshuva, right? Al Sefer Torah Shim Zabo Ta'uz Da, Ki Kevan Shepasol Hu, HaKriya Shekaru Lav Klum Hei. That because it's Pasol, so the reading that you did from it is worthless. Right, nimsa shagam habracha shebirchu ain't a bracha. Not only that, but the bracha that you made was also worthless. Was also not a bracha. Va'korim bekasher tzarich levarich al kriyasa. And therefore, if you're then going to read from the kosher sefer Torah, so you would need to make a bracha on the new reading. So according to what we're reading so far, you're reading through Parshas Kisisa, and you're actually Parshas Vayakel. You're halfway through. All of a sudden, you find a mistake. So according to the Torah, you would have to go back to the beginning. Now it's unclear what the beginning is according to the Rosh, but you have to go back to the beginning, and then you'd have to start again, and you'd have to make new brachos again because whatever you've done thus far has been worthless, has not had value, at least with regards to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. V'chein kasav migdalos, v'chein kasav harashba b'tshuva, and that's the opinion of the Rashba, kasav migdalos b'tchilas hilchos tefillin, shekach nagu b'chol svard v'katlonia. That was the minhag everywhere. In svard and katlonia, v'shechein hiskima haramah, not the ramah, the ramah with a hay, Rav Meir Abulafia from Toledo, I believe. V'arayvid v'aramban v'harashbas. All of them assume that way. Uvetura rachaim simen kuf mem gimel kasati shdivya harambam mehilchos sefer Torah nirin kedivrehem. And it seems like the Rambam holds that way as well. Now, it's interesting, he doesn't quote the Rambam, right? He just says, it seems like the Rambam holds that way. Where is he alluding to that the Rambam holds that way? So I could have put it on the page here, but one second. There it is. The Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Yud, lists off like 20 ways that a Sefer Torah could be pasul. There it is. Right, he gives you a list of psulim in the Sefer Torah, the beginning of the 10th parak, right? It says, a lot of things that we've been talking about, that it was mu'ubad shalol lishma, or it was, it wasn't written in the right spot, or shenichla miksaso ala gvil miksaso ala klaf. Some was on the gvil, some was on the klaf, right? It's a good review. And then you get up to number yud beis, shechasar afilu os achas, Yud Gimel Shehosif Afilu Osachas, Yudalit Shenaga Ospa Os, that you have letters touching each other, or Shenifsud Dat Tzura Saos, or that you messed up the Tzura of the Os, meaning the letter doesn't look right. So in all of those ways, the Sefer Torah would be Pasul, right? And what does it mean that it's Pasul? So the way the Rambam says is, Nimsas Lama Sheshim Dvarim, there's 20 ways, Hein Shekol Echad Mehen Posel Es the Sefer Torah, V'Nasavo Echad Mehem Arehu K'chumish Min HaChumashin, Shemelamdin Behem Atinokos, V'Ein Bo Kedusha Sefer Torah, V'Ein Korin Bo Barabim, says the Rambam, right? It's as if you are reading out of a Chumash, and doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah, and you shouldn't read it in public. Okay, so that seems that it puts the Rambam squarely within the opinion we're discussing here, that of the Rush, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Rash, etc. So, however, he points out, but there is a tshuva of the Rambam. Elisha b'tshuva, kasav shemavarchin al sefer Torah pasul. The Rambam says you could make a bracha on a sefer on a pasul sefer Torah. V'shekein nagu b'fnei gaonei oilam, and that is the minhag amongst gaonim. Right? Now somebody's got to have a problem here, right? If both people, right? We're talking about the same spot here, the Rambam versus these other Rishonim, saying that was the minhag every, you know, in all of these areas, it's talking about the same area. But anyways, the Rambam says the minhag was that even if you had a pasul sefer Torah, you would make a bracha on it. Okay, so that's the other extreme. So v'tema harashba al dvar v'tshuva. So the Rashba raises this question on the Rambam. V'kasav shenira lo sheyibalduso kasav kain uvizikduso chazerbo. Right? That, so the Rashba's suggestion is, I'll tell you what happened. The Rambam changed his mind. When the tshuva that he wrote was when he was younger, and the Mishnah Torah he wrote when he was older, and he, maybe perhaps when he was younger, he said A, when he got older, he said B, and therefore the real Shitas HaRambam stand up, says the Rashba, it's what he writes in the Yad HaChazaka, what he writes in the Mishnah Torah, that such a Sefer Torah would be pasul, and has no Kedusha Sefer Torah, you shouldn't read it in public. That's the way they understand. Belafiza yiksha mashakasiv shekein nagu b'fnega onei olam deimkein mashvinin lahanach onei toim. He says now it's a little bit of a problem, says the Beis Yosef, because the Rambam also said this is what everybody does, and it's not just. Therefore, if you're saying that the Rambam changed his mind, that also means that the Rambam now assumes that everybody else is wrong. And the truth is, we have evidence because the Sefer Kolbo, written by one of the Rishonim, says, yeah, that was the minug in Narvona, that's the way they did it, like the tshuva of the Rambam. Verisi l'chach misfar no'agim kedas ha-rush, and he says, but I saw that there are chach misfar that hold like the rush. V'chol hanach rabusa amurim shim nimsa botos mutzin sefer to acher, v'chozu l'rosh haseder v'korinim avarchim. And he concludes, the Kolbo, that, yeah, that I, the way I've seen it is, you take out a sefer, new sefer Torah, and you read back from the beginning of the Seder. What is the Seder? Not sure what the Seder is. We don't pass in this way. Not sure what he's referring to. Okay, so far we have two shitas. We have one and possibly a second shita. Right? Shita number one is that, well, what you've read is pasul, and therefore you'd have to go back to the beginning if you read it that way. Then you have the Rambam in Itshuva. The Rambam does not discuss in the Mishneh Torah, does not discuss the case of finding a mistake while you're in the middle of laning, right? That's not discussed. The only thing the Rambam says is, if you have a mistake in the Sefer Torah, you shouldn't read it Birabim. However, there is this teshuva from the Rambam, which is meaningful, right? That he says that the minug was that you could read from a pasul Sefer Torah, and that actually was the minug, that if you found the mistake, it sounds like they would keep on reading. Now, in the tshuva itself, the Rambam addresses, well, wait a second, then what is the psul? Or what is the requirement of all these halachos that we have in the Sefer Torah, if you're going to say that you could read out of a pasul Sefer Torah anyways? To which the Rambam says, no, because there's several things that are involved in the, when we talk about a kosher Sefer Torah, that, right? One is, what can you use to read in the Beis Knesses? And the other is, what can you do? What Sefer Torah would you be yotze the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah with? All right, so we're going to get back to that distinction, but suggests the Rambam that, yeah, it's true that there are psulim in a Sefer Torah, but that would only mean that you're not yotze the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Would you be yotze the mitzvah of reading a Sefer Torah, or yotze the mitzvah of kriyas Torah like we do every Shabbos? So suggests the Rambam in his tshuva, yes. But again, the Rashba says that the Rambam backtracked on that ultimately because he doesn't include that halacha in the Mishneh Torah. However, so according to this tshuva of the Rambam, it sounds like you would. It sounds like you would take, if you have no other choice, it sounds like you would take it out and read it. Well, that doesn't matter. Wherever the psul is isn't going to matter. It's just a question of whether it's a pasul Sefer Torah or not. But yeah, the Rambam would say that you should lean from Sefer Torah even though it's pasul. If you don't have another one around. Okay, at least that's what the tshuva Rambam says. But again, some Rishonim claim that the Rambam backed off from that shita. However, there's plenty.
So, I mean, Lamaisa, the Sfaradim would follow the Rambam.
The Rambam, in theory, they would, well, no, Sfaradim would follow the Shulchan Aruch. So let's see what, so the Shulchan Aruch, so the Rashba said that the Rambam changed his mind. Shulchan Aruch is not going to say that way. Okay, so the Mari Harav Hagadol Mareinu Harav Yaakov Bei Rav. Yaakov Bei Rav is famous from the Smicha controversy. I forget if he was the one he was the one who brought it back. I think he's the one with this. I forgot if he's the one who got smicha or the one who gave smicha. I forgot which one he was. But anyways, so he says, my Rebbe, he says, no, hinig lahotzi sefer Torah acheres. He held that you would take out another sefer Torah, ulahaschil mimakum shenimtza hataos, and continue from the place where the mistake was found. Right? So this already sounds a little bit more familiar. Right? Ulahashlim zayin al osim shekaru bemuta, and conclude the seven over those which were read by mistake. So he sounds like he's saying that you should read seven aliyahs from the new Sefer Torah. if possible, right? Do you find, okay, all right, that's one nuance. However, v'nimtza hatoz be'emtza kriya hakorei gomer kriya. So, but if you find, that's if you find it, if you're in between aliyas. But if you find in the middle of reading, so gomer kriyaso b'sefer hakasher. Be'emtza kriyas hakori gomer kriyaso, but he should conclude his reading in the kosher sefer Torah. Umavarich l'achareha, and make a bracha afterwards. Ve'ena mavarich l'faneha, but don't make a bracha beforehand. Why? Ki bracha sheberich l'faneha b'sefer Torah ha'pasol. Because you already made a bracha in front of it. Yeah, it was on the sefer pasol. Still, it's okay. V'chein kriya shekarabo also lehem b'di'evit. Because that reading, which was done from the pasol sefer Torah, really counted b'di'evit. How does that work? So he continues on a little bit. He says, v'nasen tam l'davar. He gives the reason. Kevin sheh Rambam kasev b'tshuva lahachshir. Because the Rambam says in the tshuva that really it could be kasher when you read from such a from the pasol sefer Torah. Ein lomar shechazer bo b'chibur. He doesn't say that you should go back. Ella al korchach tzarich lomar shama shekasev b'chibur eina. Sorry, you don't have to. Ein lomar shechazer bo b'chibur. Don't say that he backed out in the Mishnah Torah like the Rashba did. B'chibur is referring to the Mishnah Torah, right? How do you resolve that discrepancy? He says ella al korchach tzarich lomar shama shekasev b'chibur. What he wrote in the Mishnah Torah ein l'inyan kriya b'tzibur ella inyan. Kiyum mitzvahs asei lichtuv kol echad sefer Torah. Right, the Rambam was giving the halachos of a sefer Torah. How are you? Would you be yotze that mitzvah? So in order to be yotze that mitzvah, you have to have all the words there. They all have to be correct. None of them can be touching, and they all have to be surrounded by parchment. Right, that's all necessary for that. Aval inyan kriya b'tzibur, just to read it in the congregation. Ein tos ma'akivo. The kivin shekain lishmoch halav b'di'evit. But reading it in the tzibur, a mistake is not going to hold you back from being yotze, right? And therefore, you can rely on it b'di'evit, meaning after the fact you've already read it. The Rambam holds that you could be yotze that way. Says the Mari Yaakov Bei Rav. He says, yeah. So therefore, you are going to rely on that b'di'evit that you're already yotze with what was read, but we're going to say to take out a new sefer Torah. It's unclear even why to take out a new Sefer Torah, but that's what he's assuming. The Luchachili should take out a new Sefer Torah. Now, if you see there's a little Dalad there, right? So the Dalad sends you to the Ha'aros on the bottom. The Ha'aros is what sends you to the top, right? To that Beis Yosef on top, which is in different letters. So the Beis Yosef there on the top of the page says, V'afalp, meaning he suggests this is where it really should be. And even though the Rambam says, Shekasa be'eshim dvarim, heim shekol echad, me'em posel sefer Torah, even though the Rambam says it, posel sefer Torah, ve'ein korin bo barabim, and don't read it, Yish livchos v'lomar delinyan kiyum mitzvahs ase ka'amar, dekevin delo kiyum mitzvahs ase, en roi sheyikru bo. That's with regards to the fulfillment of the mitzvahs ase. Meaning, in order to, there's a writing of a Sefer Torah, which is a mitzvah, and like the reading of it is a fulfillment of the writing of it, so to speak. Right? There's a, that part of just writing a Sefer Torah and putting it aside and never using it, so that's like not a full fulfillment of the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Rather, to get that full fulfillment, you have to write it and read it. So he says, okay, so if it's puzzle, you're not going to be Yotzei David, so you're going to put it aside, because you're not going to be fulfilling the mitzvahs asi with it. In roi sheyikru bo. Therefore, you shouldn't read it. Avalim kayim mitzvahs asi b'sefer Torah acheres, shaper dami. Right? If you could fulfill the mitzvah with another sefer Torah, fine. Sheyikru b'zeh b'tzibur, v'hu adin im hishel rabim. And certainly if it belongs to the rabim. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef, and some suggest he's slightly different or slightly, but essentially, we could be yotzei with the b'di'evit, we could fulfill our laning with the laning that took place from the Pasul Sefer Torah. But going forward, we should use a Kasher Sefer Torah from the time that you found the mistake. That seems to be the way that Mari Rav and Rav puts it together. And then the Beis Yosef continues on and says, he says, V'achar kach matzasi chiluk zeh b'tshuvas harashbash bar tzemach, which is, I guess, the Rashbash, the son of the Tashbits, b'shem Haran, right? Zeh l'shono. HaRambam kasev b'tshuva sefer Torah, Karen bo uvelachos sefer Torah kasev behefach. Right? So the Rambam brings this up. The Rambam in the Tshuva says you can read from Pasal Sefer Torah. And then in the Hilchos Sefer Torah, he writes the opposite. Ubali Tosos Machshirin Likrosbo. And the Bali Tosos said it was okay to read from it. The Bali Tosos basing themselves off the fact that the Gemara only says you need a fully kosher mezuzahs and tefillin and not a Sefer Torah. That the Orzarua, the Haramban, Posel, the Havi Rial Advar Midarmim Paraka Komates, the Tfilin Muzus, Afilu Os Achas Maakvin, Afilu Kotsu Shel Yud, Utanan, Ain Bates Farm, the Tfilin Muzuzus. Right? And they bring a proof from the fact that the Gemara tells us in Mesechus Menachos that even the Kotsu Shel Yud, we talked about what that is in the past, right? So that requires by Tfilin Muzuzah that's all Maakiv. And the Gemara in Megillah says there's no difference between Muzuzah Tfilin and a Sefer Torah. So the Ran Hichzik Divriatosus, who Kasa the Maidarmin, but Tfilin Muzuzah, Vadai Kain Hadin. Is that what she wrote there? It's certainly the halach by Sefer Torah, but meshezeh shavabo im tefillin umezuzos, sharei tefillin umezuz ein mitzvasin likrosim bahen, el shechayv kol echad likvo mezuz laniach tefillin v'chiyotzi bazeh, b'sefer Torah chayv kol adam lichlo sefer Torah la'atzmo, uv'mitzvah zu, k'shen she tefillin umezuzah, afilo es achas ma'akvo, z'nkach sefer Torah, afilo es achas ma'akvo, milkai mitzvus k'sivasan ad shi'itakein. Right, that certainly the fulfillment of a Sefer Torah would require it, because you would need to read it from a Sefer Torah. But aval, let's say bikriyasu to be yotzi, the kriya says the Ran, right? Shehu mitakanas neviim veEzra in lemot Sefer Torah mitfilin mezuzah. With regards to the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah, which is not a mitzvah doraisa, that's something that comes from Takanas Ezra, or maybe even from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. But still, right? That's not a din doraisa. So how could you say that you require all the kiyumim of a din doraisa of the mitzvah to be yotze the reading of it? So again, perhaps a rejection of and siding with the tshuva of the Rambam. Vafa pisharav Shlomo bar Ashbatz heishiv sham al divrei Haran mori harav haniskar hayatofis divrei Haran ikar v'karav lishmoa k'dei liyashiv divrei Rambam b'tshuva im divrei achibur v'chein anu noagim achrav. And that's the way our minug is going to be, to follow that distinction of the Rambam, that we're going to continue reading. We would rely on the reading that already took place from Apostle Sefer Torah and then use the Kasher Sefer Torah going forward. That's what it seems so far. If you look at the bottom of that page, the Darkei Moshe, I think we're on page 4 of the source sheet right now. So Darkei Moshe and Sif Gimel, so there he says, Uva Mordechai Perek Gimel de Megillah, Pasak di Nimtza Tos B'Shas HaKriya. So the Mordechai adds in that if you find the mistake in the middle of reading, Im Lo Kara Gimel Psukim Yikra Hatos, if you haven't yet read 3 Psukim yet, and you read the mistake, if you haven't yet read 3 Psukim, Kama Yikra Hatos Bal Peh. You should read through the mistake by heart. Meaning, right, if you find the mistake in the first 3 psukim, right, so continue reading. Just say over by heart what you saw. Oshu revi b'rosh chodesh, or it's already revi of rosh chodesh, or b'chol ha-moed, the tzorach l'sayim ha-parsha, where you want to conclude the parsha, the ein mosifen aleihem, that, because you don't want to add on anything, Osha hachisaron samuch l'parsha's beis psukim, or it's close to the end of the, within 2 psukim, the end of the parsha, di'ev shar l'hafzik, where you can't stop. So suggest the Mordechai that if you're in a spot where you can't stop, right, in honor of Dr. Seuss, in a spot where you can't stop, so what should you do at that point, says the Mordechai? Keep going. Says the Mordechai. Then you could just read over that spot and be yotze. Aval im hua inyan sheichol lahafsik poskim velochim acheres vegomerin vekriyas. But if it's a place where you could stop, take another sefer Torah and read from the other sefer Torah. Ad kan l'shono ravya. Okay, so we have a further nuance from the Mordechai, right, saying that all of this about stopping and taking out a new one, that's only if the scenario allows you to, based on where you are in the laning. If you're in a spot where you could stop, so do so. But if you're not in a spot where you could stop, so then don't stop and just finish reading the Parsha, even though you're reading out of a Sefer, out of a Pasal Sefer Torah. Okay? That's...
What determines where you stop?
So he's given you a few gedarim here. If you're within 3 psukim of the beginning of an aliyah, you're not able to stop there. If you're within 3 psukim of the end of an aliyah, you can't stop there because you're not going to have enough room in the next aliyah to get three psukim in. And if you're at the end of, if you're in the last of an aliyah where you need to read it, but you can't read any more after it. So, for example, on Chol Hamoed or Rosh Chodesh, those are his examples, and you find a mistake in Revi, so then just read the aliyah because you're not, you can't take out another Sefer Torah in order to start a new aliyah, right? So this all seems to be premised on the idea that you're going to be starting a new aliyah when you take a new Sefer Torah out, right? That's what it sounds like, right? That seems to be his premise. Now, do we assume that way? So let's hold on. We're sort of just laying out the Rishonim here. We'll see where the Shulchan Aruch gets us. And then just one more shita here, and that is in the Darkim. The Darkim Moshe continues on and says, Uva agur kasev shem ari molin de cheshen nimtza tos b'sefer Torah ein lahavi acheres likro ba de ein lano sefer Torah kasher shul yimseba chaser u yeser. He says, you know what? Says the Agur in the name of the Mari Volin, and also the Orza Rua, and also the Trumas Adeshin, they'll say, you know what? What are we doing here? Right? So what? You found the Psul in the Sefer Torah. What, you think you're not going to find a Psul in the other Sefer Torah? Right? There's going to be all sorts of problems anyways. So he seems to say, just keep going. And this is sort of the basis when I think the first sif that we learned in Hilchos Sefer Torah deals with the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah and how you could be Yotzi Pizman Hazeh. So the Trumas Nashon says, Shemor Lalach Lamaisa Shein Likros B'Sefer Torah Acheres. Don't bother taking out a new Sefer Torah. In Nimsa Tos B'Kriyas HaTorah. V'chein Anu Noagim Achshav Achrav. And that's our minhag. Why? Not because we rely on the Rambam, but because we rely on, we sort of don't trust that the other Sefer Torah is going to be correct anyways. However, Vili Nira, but I think, I'm not sure who the I is, I guess it's the Ugur. The Ugur says, but Vili Nira, Bevadei Nimtzabatos Ma'at, Bechisaros V'yaseiros V'chadoma Yesh Lino Kedivrei this is the Ramah. The Ramah says, I think, that if you find a Chaser or Yeser issue, we would paskin like the Ugur. Right, like that shita that we wouldn't make the correction. Because we are not going to find a Sefer Torah today that does not have those types of mistakes. What do we mean by chaserus v'yaseros? So that's like an extra vav, an extra hey, an extra yud, missing a vav, missing a hey, some way that it's not going to change the meaning of the word or the pronunciation of the word. Right, so an extra, if you spell Yonah, or spell Noach. Noach is the famous one. So if you spell Noach Nun Vav Ches, or Nun Vav Aleph Ches, Noach, right? So says the and that's the way it's spelled in the Sefer Torah. Suggests the Agur, and the Ramah says we would hold that way. Well, that's an example of a Chaserus V'Yaseros. That's an example of extra letters that shouldn't be there. Okay. So, but it's still read the same way. So therefore, you would not replace the Sefer Torah for that type of mistake. So a couple of weeks ago, we quoted there's a story in the Inside Stam book where he Mendelowitz, Reverend Mendelowitz, that the Darkei Tshuva, the Ger Reb, the Munkacher Rebbe, had that Sefer Torah that he had all these people look through, and finally this corrector came to town and he looked through it. He says, "I found the mistake." Right. So it was the very end of Az Yashir where a letter, and he couldn't figure out what the problem was, and then he realized that Aleph Dalet Nun Yud was spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Yud Kei Vav Kei was spelled Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, back to back. So it's perhaps according to this that we wouldn't change the Sefer Torah for that. It might not be a kosher Sefer Torah with regards to the writing of it, but we wouldn't change it because that's a Chaserus V'Yaseros issue, and there's no guarantee that any of our Sefer Torah are correct in Chaserus V'Yaseros. In fact, that's the basis in Maseches Kedushin to say that we can't figure out where the middle of the Sefer Torah is, because we're not experts in that anymore. He says, however, the Darkei Moshe continues, but if you find another mistake, avalim nitsa batos gadol she'enu shchiach b'shar svarim, so then you should hold like the Beis Yosef. V'chim atzasi b'maril, pamachas utziu sefer Torah mutai, he took out a sefer Torah that had a mistake, harbe, many mistakes, v'hivchel chazan abo, godel elokeinu, v'tziva maharil, lachsor oso v'likach acher. And maharil said he should put that one back and take out a different one. V'chein horesi harba pami v'chiyotzi b'zayin. He says, and I've passed in that way too, that if you find a major mistake, so then you would have to find, bring out another one. It would be a major mistake. A word is spelled wrong. I don't know. The wrong pronunciation is there. That would require a new mistake. Now, he doesn't address the issues that are the most common in our Sifrei Torah in terms of finding mistakes, and that is where there are letters that are touching one another, where there are letters that are slightly deformed, right? Is that considered a major mistake, or is that considered a minor mistake? All right, so I would argue that's on the major mistake side, because L'maisa, you can't say every Sefer Torah has mistakes like that, right? The Chaseiros v'Yaseiros, that issue, so like, okay, I understand that we're not experts. Some, so, you know, Sefer Torahs have vavs, hays, some that should be there, some that shouldn't be there. So, okay, who knows whether anyone we take out is going to be any better. But with regards to those issues, we know what's supposed to be. We know that letters aren't supposed to be touching each other. We know that letters are supposed to be entirely surrounded by cloth. So for that, we would say that the one that we take out perhaps would be better than the one that is in front of us. Okay, so with regards to the shitos that we have had thus far, we have the tour, which is quoting from the Rush, shitos Ramban, shitos of the Rashba, that if you find any mistake in the Sefer Torah, you have to take out a new Sefer Torah, and what you have read thus far, you're not Yotze with, because you realize the whole entire time you're relating from a Pasul Sefer Torah. That's Shita A. Then you have Shita B, which seems to be the Shita of the Rambam, that says, you could probably be the Eved be Yotze with a Pasul Sefer Torah anyways. Actually, the Shita of the Tshuva Sarambam. Pasul Sefer Torah anyways. You're not going to be Yotze the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. And then you have Ma'arib and Rav in the middle, and the Beis Yosef's answer, that will rely on the sheet, that sheet of Sarambam Bidiyeved. But going forward, then you should take out a new Sefer Torah in the middle, right? Which explains when my father and I were on our Poland trip, and we had the psak to not take a Sefer Torah with us. So we were in some shul in some place. It was still we davened without a Sefer Torah in the morning. Then we were in some shul someplace. I think in Leshensk, actually, outside of the Rebbe Rav Melech's kever. And they had a Sefer Torah there that they were suspicious weren't so kosher. So we leaned without brachos. And then it was later that day, I forget where it was, outside something, where we ran into another tour group that had a Sefer Torah, and we read from the Sefer Torah in the staircase of the bus, right? That I remember. But why would we lane without brachos earlier? Because that's the Shitas Rambam. The Rambam says you could be Yotze without a kosher Sefer Torah, but we're going to be machmir and not make brachos. Just add in, then you have the sheets of the Mordechai saying that if it's in a place where you can't stop, don't stop. And then you have the Shita of the Agur, as well as some other, that we're not really experts anyways in what's correct and what's not. So therefore, if it's a Chaseiros v'Yaseiros issue, you shouldn't back, you don't have to take out a new Sefer Torah. Fine. By the way, the Chaseiros and Yaseiros issue, nowadays with computer checks, you're not going to have that issue anymore, right? It's not going to come up unless you make a mistake in the computer check. Right, because that would catch all those extra letters. So now that brings us.
So would you say today that you would take out another Sefer Torah because the next one is going to be better?
No, because I think the Chaseiros v'Yaseiros issue is a definitional issue, meaning the computer is only ensuring that everybody has the same mistakes of Chaseiros v'Yaseiros, but not necessarily that one is correct over another. I think that's the read there. Okay, so that then brings us to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, although the Ramah, interestingly, is not really here in Hilchos Sefer Torah, somehow merge together all of these shitas. Okay, so now I guess we're on page 5 or so of the source sheet, I would assume. Okay, so there you go. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Beis, Karu b'Sefer Torah b'Tzibur v'nimtzu boto. So you're reading a Sefer Torah in shul, and you find a mistake. So motzi en Sefer Torah acheres u'marchu mimakom shenimtza to. So take out a new Sefer Torah, an additional one. Begin from the place where you found the mistake. umashlimin shiva al osim shakaru, and conclude the seven on those that were read, which I think that's from the I think the Ma'ariv and Rav had said the same thing, whether that means concluding another seven or just concluding the seven. I'm not sure. I think the Mishnah Brura says to be try to be machmir if you can. B'mutav v'im nimtza hatos be'emtza kriya. Oh, v'im Elazar Rikar b'mutav v'im nimtza hatos be'emtza kriya satora. But if you find the mistake in the middle of reading the Torah, gomer kriyaso b'sefer hakasher, you should conclude the reading from a kasher sefer Torah. Umavarich lachareha, make a bracha afterwards. But don't make a bracha beforehand, because you already made a bracha beforehand on the Sefer Torah Apostle. And also the reading which was done, you are already yotze bidiyevet. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch here paskins like the Meir ben Rav and like himself, who makes that distinction. Says you could rely on the Rambam b'di'evid for what was already read, but you should stop in the middle and bring out a new kasher sefer Torah. Says the Rama here, right? V'ein chiluk b'zeh b'ein shenim satos b'sefer Torah rishona b'ein shenim satos b'shnia shekorim b'chovas yom namafter. He says it doesn't matter whether that is in the when you find the mistake in the first Sefer Torah or the second Sefer Torah, which you're reading as the chiv of the day, right? That's not going to matter. But the Rama then adds in va'ayin ba'orachayim esimin kuf mem gimel. But see orachayim kuf mem gimel, because that's really where the Rama's shita is laid out. Is laid out more. So let's do that. Let's see the shita of the Rama. I'm not sure we're going to finish. So Nosei Kelim then have their own opinions on this. But if we take a look in the, I guess the next page is from the, there we go. The next page is from the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura is from the Shulchan Aruch in the Mishnah Brura. So on the top of the page, the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing that he says in Yerodea. Actually, he doesn't include that issue of the seven aliyahs. He doesn't say that. Right. So the two scenarios are, one is when there's a mistake found in between aliyahs, which happens sometimes, because the Baal Kari sometimes goes back and sees, hey, what was that? Did I see an issue with what I was reading? That's one scenario where he says, okay, just take out another one and start leaning with the new one. Or if you find, says, according to the Mechaber, you find you find the middle of leaning, so take another Sefer Torah out and finish reading with the new Sefer Torah and make a bracha afterwards, but you don't go back and make a bracha rishona on the second one. Says the Rama gets busy here. The Rama says, however, aga v'im kvar karu imo gimel psukim, he says, if you already read three psukim, the efshar lahafsik poskim. Sham. Efshar lahafsik poskim sham. Says the Rama, but if you already read three psukim, right? You're up to Shlishi, it's Shabbos, and you're up to Shlishi, and it's 20 psukim long, and you've read 10 psukim. And then you find the mistake. Says the Rama, stop there, right? Umevarech achareha, and make a bracha afterwards, meaning whoever had Shlishi then makes Asher Nasan Lanu Torah Semes, even though he had the Ali on the Pasal Sefer Torah. And then you call up Revi, right? Umashlimen haminyan b'sefer Torah acheres shemotzin. And then you conclude the number with the new Sefer Torah that you're taking out. Meaning you take out a new Sefer Torah, and guess what? You'll make a new bracha. The new person is, you'll have another, the next guy is going to get an Aliyah. Now, it's unclear to me, still, I haven't gone through the entire Mishnah Brura here, but whether you add in an eighth Aliyah or not. That I always assumed you did, but now I'm not seeing it here. But you would actually, says the Ramah, you would actually stop in the middle, and the guy who had the Ali on the Pasul Sefer Torah will make his bracha, his end bracha, on that Pasul Sefer Torah. The Hadimutzi in Acheres says the, and then the, fine. And that's the Ramah's addition, right? That you can, if you're in a place that you could stop, you should stop. And have the person who had the aliyah make his after bracha at that point. Right? That's like shocking to anybody. Has anybody ever seen that happen? I'm not sure I've seen. I know there was one scenario. You know, I remember exactly when it was. It was an Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shavis. I guess the last time this happened in Phoenix, I had learned these halachos, and yet I still like kind of like froze on the spot. But everybody just assumes that you like the mechaber, right? That you put it away and take it out. But here, if you could stop, you should stop, and that's what you should do. Let's conclude the Ramah, but of course even let's conclude the other sections, which should be familiar to us. However, this sheet of stopping in the middle is still subject to a couple of disputes, as we'll see. I'm not sure tonight, though. But let's continue on, I think, in the Ramah, just so we get through it. And then we'll get into the Nosei Kelim probably next week. So, V'hadim Mutzin Acheres, Dafka Shenimsa Toz Gomer. Now, this, he gets into that Shita of the Ugur that we were talking about, that which you take out another Sefer Torah, it's only if you find a full-fledged mistake. Right, Mishum Chaserus V'Yaseros, Aval, Mishum Chaserus V'Yaseros, Ein Lahotzi Acheres. If it's just extra letters or missing letters, you wouldn't take out a new Sefer Torah, assuming that it's those types of letters that don't affect the pronunciation. She'en Sefer Torah Shalanu Midiyakim Kukach, plus our Sefer Torah aren't so exact. She'emar She'acheres Yeh Yoser Kasher, that we could say that the next one that you're going to take out is actually going to be more kosher. V'maril Pasuk De'en Lahavi Sefer Torah Acheres, that you shouldn't even take out another Sefer Torah, Ubeis Yosef Pasuk, that you should, and therefore we say, uvishas hadchak she'ein tzibur rak sefer Torah pasul ve'ein sham mishi yachol etakno. So in a situation where there's only one the tzibur only has one sefer Torah and there's nobody to fix it, yishurim diish likrus bo b'tzibur ulevarich alav. There are those to make say to make the to read it and to make a bracha. V'yesh poslim, and some say that it should be pasul. V'im chumish echad sholim below toos, yesh lahakil likros b'osul chumish, afal pish yesh toos b'acherim. And if you have a chumish that's complete without mistakes, those that are makel to read from that chumish, even though there are toos b'acherim, there are mistakes in others. I'm not sure what he's referring to there. The Mishabur even adds in, like with a bracha, you could even make you could even use that chumish. Now, I'm not even sure what he means by chumash, but see the Be'er Halacha, where I believe he quotes those that disagree. Okay, so that is the that there is certainly room to say that there would be, if all you have is left is one, and you have these situations now where you know, you have these backyard minyanim that have one Sefer Torah, and all of a sudden you find the psul in the Sefer Torah. So what do you do at that point? So it seems like in some form of another, you would continue reading from it. Now, it doesn't mean you would continue reading it with the regular aliyahs, or would you continue reading from it, maybe just someone coming up, sort of standing there, like in the old school, so you don't have extra brachos? So that's, we probably would actually do the latter. I think the Mishnah Berurah paskins that way as well. Okay, so we have here, and then we have here Machlokas Mechaber Ramah about a case which, you know, comes up. If both agree that you should take out a new Sefer Torah, both agree that that if you're in a place where you can't stop, you would also take out a new Sefer Torah and just continue reading on. The place where they have a dispute is if you're in a place where you could stop, a 20 pasuk aliyah on Shabbos, and you could stop in the middle. Right, and so whether you should or whether you shouldn't, that's a machlokas mechaber Ramah. And then there's a further machlokas in the Nosei Kelim as to if you are holding like the Ramah and stopping, what brachos get made at that point? Would you actually make a bracha achrona? Would the guy who had the aliyah on the Pasul Sefer Torah make a bracha achrona, or would he not? And what is that based on, that you would have to make a new bracha on the new Sefer Torah that's coming up? So I think we'll save that all Emir Tzadisham for next week.
What about the business of laning from a Chumash if you don't have the second Sefer Torah because the Chumash is complete?
Yeah, that's what he's alluding to here. But it's not just it's not a book. I see here the Mishnah Berurah says, "What is a chumash? Haynu shekol ha-sefer Torah hu begilyon echad, ela she'ein shalem b'li taos, ela chumash echad, aval im ein sham kim chumash echad l'chuliyama in korimbo." If it's just, well, if it's only one chumash, it would be a problem. A gilyon echad, what, I'm not sure what he means by that, actually.
It's not the chumash that we think of as the chumash, a book. It's something else?
I think gilyon is a book, isn't it?
Is that what he means? Let's see if he has here. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll try to figure this out for next week.